Welcome to This Canadian Life. I'm your host, David Kamarmi, and today we have a very special guest. Angelina Chosky is here to tell us about her childhood and how she moved around so much. So, Angelina, do you mind giving us a little background about yourself?
All right, well, I was born in Ithaca, New York, and I have three siblings, an older brother, older sister, and a little brother. Both of my parents have always lived with. We lived in New York until I was about four, and then we've traveled around, like, not really state to state, but just, like, ever since we've been traveling from, like, house to house, school to school.
So tell us why you moved around so much.
I moved around because my mom mainly just loved doing it. She, like, there was no specific reason. Like, my dad wasn't in the military or any of that. It was just, like, my mom liked to move. Like, if she found a house she liked, then we'd move to it. There was, like, no question about it. She'd just be like, all right, pack up your things, we're moving. Sounds crazy, but, I mean, I guess it was, like, kind of fun at the same time because I got to live in, like, several different houses and meet a bunch of new kids and stuff.
So was moving around and the constant change hard for you, or did you do a good job adjusting?
I don't really think that it was that hard. I mean, like, I guess it was, but at the same time, I was almost too young to even really, like, care about moving. Like, it was just like, oh, I'm going to a new school, like, whatever. Like, I never really had trouble, like, making new friends. Like, I've always been, like, the outgoing type and been able to, like, just interact with people and, like, I don't know, make friends easily.
So where were you born?
All right, so I was born in Ithaca, like I said previously, and then after that, I moved to Loveland, Colorado, and I lived there in Colorado for 7 years total, but I also lived in Fort Collins, Colorado, and we lived in several different houses, and I went to two elementary schools and two middle schools living there.
Well, I only went to one elementary school, so I can't really imagine how tough that was, but where else did you live?
I also lived in Virginia, Roanoke, Virginia, and I only attended one school there, which was Cave Spring Middle School. There's kind of a crazy story that goes along with that. We lived there for 6 months, and I had, like, this really nice house and everything, and it was, like, really nice, and I had, like, some family there, and we had this crazy landlord, and we were just renting the house, but we had this crazy landlord, and his name was Darwin, and he was, like, really creepy. Like, he'd, like, come over to our house and, like, check up on us and stuff, just, like, really weird, and, like, my parents, like, really weren't all for that. They were like, you know, like, we live, like, right near our landlord, like, and he's coming over, checking up on us, like, all the time. It's like, what's going on? So, like, it kept, like, continuing, and, like, my parents were just like, we can't do this. So he was, like, telling us how we had to, like, whatever, like, we had to follow up on the contract and, like, live there for however long, but my parents couldn't deal with it anymore. And so we ended up packing up in one night with just, like, in the middle of the night, like, my parents were just like, all right, start packing. So we're throwing stuff into the moving truck, like, trying to get out of there before Darwin came back over to check up on us. And we packed up and booked out, and we ended up in Ithaca, New York.
Darwin sounds like pretty much the biggest creeper ever, but did you play any sports when you were moving around?
Yeah, I played volleyball since, like, sixth grade, so I made the team in Colorado, and then when I moved to Virginia, I made the varsity team, and I literally only got to play in the team for, like, a week, and then, like, I magically disappeared back to Ithaca, New York, and I've been on the high school team since eighth grade.
Well, it's good that you finally got rooted in Ithaca, but do you think you're going to be moving around anymore?
Probably not, because I'm a senior this year, so I'm probably not going to be, like, moving anywhere, I mean, besides going to college. But hopefully if my parents move, it's not too far away from, like, where I go to college, because I'm kind of tight with my family.
Well, there you have it, folks. This has been another exciting edition of This Canadian Life, and make sure to stay tuned and check back for new episodes weekly.